Alrighty, good morning. That'll wake you up. Good morning, good morning. My name is Caleb Waddell. I am the youth pastor here, and it is a pleasure to welcome you all this morning. I hope you're all having a great morning, and I'm just so glad that you're here to worship with us this morning. If you are visiting with us, we would love to welcome you. We would love to also have a record of your visit, but I just want you to know we have a bag out front that is a gift for you if you are visiting with us this morning. We're so thankful for you to be here, but what a joy it is to be here as members of Waldo Baptist Church as well, to be singing together, to be worshiping together through song and opening the Word, and we're so thankful to be here on the Lord's Day this morning. I wanted to welcome us and also bring us a couple of announcements before we go into worship. So this afternoon, right after the 10 o'clock service, we are having a spaghetti luncheon. It is a fundraiser for the youth ministry, specifically for Fuge Camps this summer. That's right. Specifically for Fuge Camps this summer. It is totally donation-based. There aren't tickets that you have to buy to come and get food. We just want you to come enjoy the fellowship, get some great pasta. We have white sauce, red sauce. You have gluten-free options as well. And there are ways to give both through cash, check, and or online. And like I said, it is totally donation-based. We would love to have you. We would love to serve you. And we would love to fellowship with you. Also, this Thursday, I'll say this anyways, Thursday, May 15th, all ladies are invited to attend the monthly fellowship luncheon. This month, it will be held at 11:30 at the House of Grace restaurant in Paducah. To reserve your seat or for more details, please speak with Ms. Diana Swinford. Also, May 15th, from 6 to 7:30, Brother Calvin Landis has organized a Stop the Bleed class. This class is open to anyone 17 and older. Space is limited, so please be sure to register for that. Registration information is included in the bulletin, and I believe there's information out on the bulletin board as well. Sunday, May 18th, that is Graduate Recognition Day. We will be recognizing our seniors and their accomplishments. I will be praying over them as they begin into a new season. And so this is the last week. If you have someone that you know, or a grandson or a granddaughter that you want to be recognized, please see me. I just have a little bit of information that we need to provide because we would love to recognize them and their accomplishments for graduating. That is May 18th during the 10 a.m. service. The Journey 2911 class, they will be traveling to Lambert's in Sykeston on Sunday, May 18th, immediately following the 10 a.m. service. If you have any questions, see Brother David Atwell for details to reserve your seat. And lastly, the Children's Department has planned a picnic / mini golf outing on Sunday, May 18th, following the 10 a.m. service. So please see Brother Kenny Forthman for any details on that and to sign up. If you can't tell, May 18th is going to be a fun Sunday. And so be sure to get registered and get the details that you need on any of those events. So once again, guys, we thank y'all for being here. We hope you have a great morning on the Lord's Day. Now I'm going to turn it over to Brother David as he leads us in worship.
Amen. So good to be in the Lord's house with you all this morning. If you don't know me, my name is David Atwell, and I'm one of the administrative pastor at Waldo Baptist. Let me just, I want to put a disclaimer on the morning, okay? I did this in the first service, and it's important that I share this. I believe we've just named this Waldo Sub Sunday, right? Brother Jack is subbing for Pastor Nate. I am subbing for Brother Aaron, who normally would be leading worship. And so they're all on vacation, and we miss them this morning, but this is who you get. Now, this cannot be like back in the day when you were in school and you had a substitute teacher, okay? That's not allowed, all right? So you still got to behave. You still got to cooperate. But we just want to take a moment and welcome everybody here this morning and welcome you to our services today. Before we get started, I want to just you see 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 up on the screen. A simple verse, a short verse, but at the same time a very powerful verse, a very important verse, one that's not always easy to do. But the Bible commands us, it tells us, so whether we eat or we drink or whatever we do, that we are to do it all. Focused on and trying to do is simply to say that this time, as we have gathered today, that we're going to worship and sing in the Word. Brother Jack is going to preach the Word, and we're going to give all the glory to the Lord. So if you'll stand, I'll lead us in prayer, and then we'll get started this morning. Our Father in heaven, we certainly do say thank you for the ability to be here this morning to gather, Lord, as a church body, as a group of believers, dear God. I want to, like Brother Caleb, I want to welcome anyone that might be coming in here today. This is their first time here. Maybe it's their second or third time. But Father, we feel very privileged, Lord, to have them along with us today. And Father, I pray, Lord, when it's all said and done, they'll see nothing but you high and exalted and lifted up. Father, we're going to praise you, dear God, today for all that you have done. To God be the glory, amen, for all that he has done for us. We're going to praise you. We're going to thank you, dear God, in our music today that you have given us a story. And Lord, that from beginning to end and in the middle, you have always been with us. And in other words, dear God, you have always been good to us. You have been good to us to provide us with salvation. You have been good to us to carry us through life. Lord, we worship and lift up and we praise, dear God, the goodness of God. And then lastly, Lord, we praise you and worship you, Lord, because our faith and trust is in you and you alone. Lord, you are the only one that can rescue. You are the only one. There is no other name by which we can be saved than under the name of Jesus Christ. God, we are thankful today, dear God, that you have called us out, Lord, that you have brought us together in your presence. And God, we just want to say thank you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Sing this with us. Great things he I told you my story, you would hear hope and wouldn't let go. If I told you my story, you would hear love, never gave up. If I told you my story, you would hear lie, but it wasn't mine. If I should speak, then let it be of the grace that is greater than all my sin. But when justice was served, and when mercy went, of the kindness of Jesus, draws me in. Oh, to tell you my story is to tell of Him. If I told you my story, you would hear victory over the enemy. If I told you my story, you would hear freedom that was won for me. And if I told you my story, you would hear life overcome the grave. If I should speak, then let it be for the grace that is greater than all my sin. But when justice was served, and when mercy will, of the kindness of Jesus that draws me in. Oh, to tell you my story is to tell of Him. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. For the grace that is greater than all my sin, for when justice was served, and when mercy went, of the kindness of Jesus draws me in. Oh, to tell you my story is to tell of the grace that is greater than all my sin. Oh, when justice was served, and when mercy went, of the kindness of Jesus draws me in. Oh, to tell you my story is to tell of Him. Oh, to tell you my story is to tell of Him. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day in heaven. till I lay my head, I will see of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath led me through the fire in darkest night. You were close by no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running out. Goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I've met Brother Ron Reed and his wife, who are here with us today. Brother Ron pastors Liberty Baptist Church, and I believe it was his father that was married to Opal Heine. And if you knew Miss Opal, she was a sweetheart. And I knew his Brother Ron's dad as well, very good man. And we're delighted to have them here in our service with us today, as we are each of you. It's good to be in the Lord's house with you. Let's have our ushers come forward as we prepare to worship with our tithes and offerings. Brother Jim, lead us in prayer.
Lord, we come this morning and felt like that song says, God, thank you so much for your goodness runs after us, God. We don't run to you. We're sinful, God. We're not worthy, but I thank you that you pursued us. You came to us, God. You saved us, Lord. Thank you for the hope we have in Christ. Lord, I pray that you be with Nate and Aaron as their father, and protect them and their families.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, again for the opportunity, Father, to be here this morning. Pray you bless our offering. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Jack and the word you've given him. I pray you bless his message this morning, Lord. Father, again, I pray you bless this offering, Lord. And yes, all this through Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. I love to hear Brother David and our praise team sing. Do a marvelous job. I told the first service, early service at 8 o'clock, one thing I told them was, I know why I quit deer hunting and turkey hunting now. You have to get up too doggone early. Good night. I got up at 5:15 this morning and fixed my breakfast and got ready. Looked around and it was about 7:30 by the time I got everything together and got myself looking halfway decent to get here in the Lord's house to start at 8 o'clock. And so I was reminded why I don't get up at 5:15 anymore. It's good to be with you in the Lord's house today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you for who you are. That is enough. That is enough. Just to be able to know you. And then, Father, we'll thank you for so great a salvation. A salvation that could save a wretch like me and give me a heart to respond to you. Father, as the song has well been sung, your goodness has been running after me for years. What an awesome thing it is for the goodness of God to be known in the life of a human being. Father, we give you praise and glory because of who you are. You're a majestic, awesome, almighty God, forever and ever. You do not change. Thank you, Father, for loving us when we did not care for you and sending your Son to be our Savior. May I speak today, Father, with clarity. May the Word of God speak to our hearts. And may your will be done. And may you be glorified in everything that's done. For there is none like you. You are the creator and the sustainer of the universe. And like Trad would say, there's not a renegade molecule running loose anywhere. You're a sovereign, almighty God from everlasting to everlasting. Open up the ears of your hearers and the minds of your hearers. Father, that they might hear, thus saith the Lord. Father, and if there's anyone here today that's never been born from above, that's never been saved by the grace of God, may they see their need for a Savior and come to Christ repenting of their sins. And Father, may Christians be encouraged and challenged today. And may we all look to you, the God of our salvation, and worship and praise you simply because of who you are. And may you receive the glory and the honor and the praise forever, because you truly are an almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take your Bibles this morning as I reach for my eyes. And turn to the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter. I told the first service this morning, it's absolutely true. Brother Nate called me on Wednesday, and he said, "Well, brother, what are you preaching this Sunday?" He said, I'll know how to pray for you. And I said, "First of all, you don't call an old preacher on Wednesday and ask him what he's going to preach on Sunday." I said, "Because it will probably change so many times between now and then before I know exactly what God wants me to preach today." And so I pray that what I'm sharing with you today is exactly what God wants you to hear today. And I pray that it might be beneficial to you who are saved. And if you're lost in your sin today and never been born again, I pray that it might bring you to Christ, that you might receive the greatest gift that can ever be given, everlasting life in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter, beginning in the 24th verse of the 9th chapter of the Word of Hebrews. As Nate would say, let us hear the word of our Lord. "For Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence." And as I told the early service this morning, you can put a number 2 out by that verse. That's the second great appearance of Jesus Christ. Verse 25, "Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the highest priest enters the most holy place, every year with blood that is not his own." Verse 26, "Then Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But now he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself." And you can put a 1 out by that verse because that's his first great appearance. Verse 27, "Just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him." And you can put a 3 out beside that verse of Scripture because that's the third great appearance of Jesus Christ. Prophet, priest, and king. The 3 great appearances of Jesus Christ. The first great appearance we find here in the 26th verse. "Then Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But now he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself." So it is absolutely true what the Word of God says, that Jesus Christ has left heaven. He has emptied himself of his glory. He has come down to man. And you could say, what in the world necessitated that God would give his own Son, that he would empty himself of his glory, that he would leave the glories of heaven, that he would come down to earth? Not only that, but we say, and the Bible says in the Scripture here, that they are incapable of changing their own lives. They're incapable of even coming to Christ. They're incapable of the forgiveness of their sins. It paints a picture, a very dark picture of humanity apart from Jesus Christ. I told the first service, and it's absolutely true, I preached a funeral yesterday, and won't go into any names or anything or where it was or anything like that, but it was so sad. Because as I talked to the family, I asked them about the lady, to the boys it was their mother. I asked them about their mother who had passed away. And I said, well, what church did she attend? What church do you all attend? And they said, well, we've never been to church. As far as we know, our mother's never been to church. And I said, well, do you remember a time in her life? Do you remember a time in her life that she actually prayed and asked God to forgive her sins, repented of her sins, and asked Christ to come into her heart? And he said, you don't understand. We're not a religious people. We're not a religious people. And I said, well, as the room was pretty well full of people that were there, I said, well, who are all these people that are here? Were they friends of your mother? And he said, there were two sons. And they said, well, this is our soccer family. This is our soccer family. And we all played soccer. And mom was part of that family. And so everybody you see here today is part of our soccer family. And I looked out across that group of people. And I thought, how sad this is. How sad this is. Because as I looked out over that group of people, they were polite, they were very nice, well-dressed. Some of them must have been well off. They drove nice vehicles as I pulled in the parking lot. Probably lived in nice houses from every walk of life you could think of as I looked at them that day. And yet all these people were here that were gathered together for this funeral of this person. And they said, well, we're a soccer family. And that's why we're all here. And I told the fellows at the funeral home before I went in to preach the funeral, I said, this is going to be difficult. But I've got to tell these people the truth. I've got to tell them the truth. And so I preached the gospel to them, and I told them, I said, good people, and your mother might have been a very good person. And from the looks of the crowd that's here, she probably was and had many friends and treated them kindly. And they her. But good people, my beloved, good people don't go to heaven. Because there aren't any. There aren't anyone good enough to go to heaven. If there had been, Jesus Christ would have never left heaven and came down to earth. He would never emptied himself of his glory, came to heaven, came down out of heaven, put on a human body like this, suffered many sufferings, persecuted many times, hated because of who he was, nailed to a cross, raised between heaven and hell, and crucified. There must have been something absolutely desperate to cause the Son of the Living God to have to go through everything that he did. And we find it here in the book of Romans, in the 3rd chapter, where it says, we have already made the charge that the Jews and Gentiles alike are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways. And the way of peace they do not know. And there is no fear of God in their eyes. As I looked out over that group yesterday, there was no fear of God in their eyes. And I thought to myself, what a waste. What a waste. But these people have lived their lives. And they don't even know what life is all about. And I read to them out of the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. And as I looked at that family and I looked at that group, I knew they wasn't prepared. And I thought, my God, my goodness, this is so awful. They could live here all these years, never go to church, never look for the gospel, never read the Bible, and then die and spend eternity separated from God. You see, it's because of that that Jesus left heaven. It's because of that that He came down and emptied Himself of His glory. It's because of that that He suffered hell on a cross. It's because of that He bled and died. He died a death for you and a death for me. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The penalty of sin is death. Jesus died and paid the penalty for my sin. I'm so glad He did. You see, sin's penalty will be paid. It'll either be paid by you, or it'll be paid by you accepting Christ, and it has been paid through Christ. But the penalty for sin will be paid. God is just, and He's a justifier of the unjust. And that's why Christ left heaven and came down to earth. And I didn't want to take any more time than I already had, but I wanted to share with them out of the Gospel of John as well, the 3rd chapter. And I wanted to read to them John 3:16. You all know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not ever, ever, ever have to perish, but to have eternal life. And the Bible goes on to say in those amazing scriptures there in the Word of God, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, thank God. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. So that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. You see, I am redeemed. I am born again. I am a child of God. But it's nothing that I've done. It's all that which God has done in me through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so I have nothing to boast about. Nothing to brag about. The only thing I can do is say thank God Almighty for the sacrifice of His Son, for the blessed gift of salvation, and for the reality that I'm a child of God. Because I could not save myself. I was absolutely lost in my sins. And if you've never repented of your sins and received Christ as your Savior, that's exactly where you are today. You're as lost as those young men that I was talking to yesterday. Lost in your sin. You say, well, I go to church. Well, good. Because you hear the gospel. But until you repent of your sins and receive Christ as your Savior, going to church will not make you a Christian. Just because a mouse gets in the cookie jar, that don't make him a cookie. Sometimes I think our greatest mission field is the church role. Because we have so many people that claim to have been saved, be born again, but you can't find them anywhere. I told the first service this morning, I said, you know, I used to get up at 4:30 in the morning. Used to. I got more sense than that now. I used to get up at 4:30 in the morning. I would put on enough clothes to fit an Eskimo. I would go out in the dark, pitch dark, into the woods, and I asked them, I said, you all probably don't know what bright eyes are. Do you know what bright eyes are? Britt does, Britt Douglas. It would be so dark I'd have to put bright eyes on the tree because I couldn't find my stand in the woods unless I followed the bright eyes with my light. So I put bright eyes on the tree. See, this makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And so I'd get up at 4:30 in the morning, put on enough clothes to fit an Eskimo, go out in the pitch dark, freezing myself to death, climb a tree like a doggone raccoon, sit there before daylight, wait for the sun to come up, praying to God that it would come up so I wouldn't be as cold as I was before, waiting for a deer to come by that I might have an opportunity to shoot it, and sit there like a knot on a log for all that length of time, get down out of the tree, go home wore out, and get up the next day and do it again. And I asked them, I said, what on earth would make someone do that? What on earth would make someone do that? It's a very simple thing. Very simple thing. I wanted to. Some of you, like Britt Douglas, he's as dumb as I was. He did the same thing. His family did the same thing. Same thing with turkey honey. Get up before daylight. Put on so many clothes, you don't know what you are. Gun on your back. Deer blind, they're carrying a deer blind. Got enough calls that they sail over Shooter Supply to sink a battleship. Carry all that stuff with you. I was behind Barbara Worsher's house going to turkey hunt before daylight, crossing the field behind her house. Britt was with me, my son. We're walking as fast as we can to get across the field before it gets light so the turkeys won't see us. I think the turkeys were in the field and the smart ones were on the tree. But anyway, I was hurrying as fast as I could to get it. I caught my foot on a vine in the field, tripped, and I had so much stuff on me and I was carrying so much stuff, I could not stop my fall. I reached out with one hand in front of me, broke two fingers, and went on turkey hunting. Went to the hospital the next day. They put a cast on. I think they just taped them together because they were fractured. I put a sock over it so I could go hunting the next day and the turkeys wouldn't see it. What in the world would make someone do that? You know, I've learned something. You said, well, you ought to. Just like Bill goes and has dogs that chase rabbits, I've done that too. That's what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to do. You know, I found out that's what people do. They do what they want to do. You know, I can't get over the fact that Jesus would leave glory and come down to earth, take on a form of a body, a human form like this that's deteriorating every day, suffer hell on a cross in my place, resurrect the third day and rise into heaven. God said, it's enough. I can't get over that. Charles Spurgeon said, there's four words I will never get over. Christ died for me. Four words I'll never get over. And yet, you say, well, why are you going through all this? I'm going through all this because of this. People do what they want to do. How come, counting the early service and this service, we'll probably have 200 people here this morning. And tonight, they might be 75. You say, well, why don't they come? Well, most of them, some of them can't come. They're unable to drive. They're sick. They've been injured. There are many people that are. But most, all of them can. The reason they don't come is because they don't want to. Yeah, that's the reason. I found out people do some of the craziest things, just like I did, because they do what they want to do, not what they ought to do. And so tonight, I guess it'll be the same thing. But why? Why? Why wouldn't a people that have experienced the living God come down out of heaven, empty himself of his glory, born of a virgin, live without sin, die on a cross, suffer hell on earth, the most excruciating, painful death known to man in our place, and give us a life that we never could have. Make us a new creation in Christ. Put within us a heart that will respond to God. Put a new song in our heart. The Holy Spirit within us. Christ as our Savior. God as our Father. Heaven as our home. And we just don't want to do it. Why in the world would that happen? That's hard for me to understand. That's the first great appearance of Jesus Christ in the book of Hebrews. When I go back to Hebrews, it says, now to appear in heaven are God's presence for us. You see, the first appearance, he came to die. That's the past. Now we come to the present. Where is he now? Where is he now? What's he doing now? What is it that Christ is doing now? Well, it says he's in heaven appearing for us. that he is our great high priest in heaven, that he intercedes for us. He intercedes for us. You see, you ever hurt? Boy, did he hurt. You ever been sad? Boy, was he sad. You ever been disappointed? You think he was disappointed when it says he came to his own and his own received him not? He knows what it is to be disappointed. He knows what it is to hurt. He knows what it is to be persecuted, made fun of, had his beard put up, spit in his face, crown of thorns on his head, nailed to a cross, hung between heaven and hell till he died. Yes, he knows. When I hurt and I talk to him and I say, Father, can you help me? I'm hurting. Jesus knows. Jesus knows how I feel. When I say, Father, I feel like no one cares. Jesus knows how it feels when no one cares. Jesus knows. When I say, Father, I'm disappointed. Jesus knows. Father, I'm lonely. Jesus knows. Father, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Jesus knows. You see, he knows every stinking, rotten, dirty thing about me. And he loves me anyway. Amen. And he loves me anyway. That's beyond my comprehension. Beyond my comprehension. And he intercedes before me day and night before the Father. That's his second great appearance. Prophet and priest, yes he is. Prophet, priest, and soon coming king. Because the Bible says here in the book of Hebrews, just as man, verse 27, is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear, yes he will, a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. King. My King. My Savior, my Lord, my Shepherd, my God, my King is coming. He's coming for me. With the shout of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, he'll split the eastern sky. The dead in Christ shall rise all over these cemeteries. We who remain are alive shall be caught up to meet him in the air. And we shall all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. This mortal must put on immortality. This corrupt must put on incorruption. And I will be changed to a glorious, glorified body. Yes? Yes, my brother and sister, I will not look like this. I will be pretty. Thank God Almighty. And I will be glorified. And it's not because of any good thing that I've ever done in all my life. It's only because of what Christ has done for me. It's only because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That if Jack Russell or you or anyone else repents of their sin and believes in him with all their heart and trusts the finished work on the Christ for the forgiveness of their sin and their salvation, they shall be born from above by the grace of God, and they shall experience the greatest thing any human being can ever experience on this planet, and that is the grace of God in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. who is my prophet, my priest, and my king that is coming for me. And one day soon, I'll hear his voice. And the dead in the grave will hear his voice. And they shall rise, and they shall rise. And so shall we be with the Lord throughout the ages of the ages of the ages. Not because of any good thing that we've ever done, but just because Christ died for me. It's my heart's desire and my prayer that if you're here today and you've never been born again, that God Almighty, who created heavens and earth and sustains it by the power of His Word, may speak to your heart and cause you out of darkness into light. That the Holy Spirit of God might grip your heart, cause you to repent of your sin and come to Christ, believing in the finished work of the cross, and thank God for His resurrection. Because one day too, I shall be raised. The first fruits of Christ, and then those who follow and love Him as well. And if you're here and you're a Christian, let me say to you, people do what they want to do. I'll be here tonight because I want to be. The question is, do you? I pray that God will give you the want to. I pray that God will give you the want to. To want to be in the Lord's house, not only to hear the Word preached, but to study the Word, that you might not only come to know Him better, but you might know yourself better too. Because the Word of God not only teaches us who He is, but it shows us exactly who we are. Let's all stand and pray together. Father, as we come before you now, in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking you for so great a salvation, Jesus Christ, as prophet, priest, and king, has paid the price for our sins. And we can be born from above by the grace of God. Grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, the way of salvation. And may Christians here be stirred in their heart to serve the living God, to learn His Word, to know more about Him, to know more about His plan for their lives. And Lord, may you do a work in the saved as well as the lost today, drawing the lost to Christ that they might be born again. Father, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May you be glorified through everything that's done. And may the name of Jesus be confessed as Savior and Lord. Take control of this invitation. Bind Satan and every principality of darkness. And may the Holy Spirit of God speak to every heart. And Lord, may the Word of God dwell richly in their hearts and lives. And may you be glorified through each and every life, each and every soul that is represented here today. In the mighty name of Jesus and through His shed blood we pray. Amen. Brother David, God speaks to your heart. You come.
Oh Lord, could save.
Can change your life. place is deeper, thank God.
And you alone can rescue, you alone can save, you alone.
Where there was no way, who gave himself that we might go free. When our hearts were far away,
your love,
he loves you still.
Yes, your love goes further still.
God speaks to your heart today, you come. You take that first step, he'll take all the rest.
You alone can lift us.
Sing it, church.
The grave.
You came down to find us,
let us out of death. To you alone belong the highest praise.
Lift up our eyes.
We lift up our eyes. We lift up our eyes. You're the giver of life.
Yes, you are, Lord.
We lift up our eyes. We lift up our eyes. You're the giver of life. We lift up our eyes. We lift up our eyes. You're the giver of life. We lift up our eyes. We lift up our eyes. You're the giver of life. We lift up our eyes, we lift up our eyes, you're the giver of life. We lift up our eyes, we lift up our eyes, you're the giver of life. We lift up our eyes, we lift up our eyes, you're the giver of life. We lift up our eyes, we lift up our eyes, you're the giver of life.
God's people said, amen. Amen. Brother Noah, will you dismiss us in prayer?
Absolutely. Father, we thank you for allowing us to meet today with the gospel of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray that your seed would be planted and your purpose would come to pass, that eternity would be on our lenses, that we become the church scattered, that we would have eyes to see, ears to hear, your law would be written on our hearts. Love for you and love for our neighbor. Pray your sanctifying presence over us, God. Pray your glory in all things. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Hey, real quick.